tonight. Expect a low 73. Thursday, partly sunny and breezy. High 87.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Well, I am glad to be here this evening with you on your ride home. Thank you for listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com.
Well, you weren't easy to find last Wednesday. I wonder what it could have been.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Dorian.
Everybody's had it with that, I swear.
Man, that was the most, I mean, I've been in Florida now for 20, 30, yeah, a few years. And, you know, of course, the last 4 years have been unusual. We've had two major type hurricanes that affected the area rather negatively.
Yes.
Not as bad as a lot of places like the Bahamas. And that's
oh, yeah.
Horrific.
We're grateful.
But we really dodged the bullet last Wednesday.
We did.
I was in the studio here by myself wondering what
I wanted
was
to come
happen.
In. I wanted to come in. And then I actually text Ed Dean and I said, hey, you want to go in? And he says, no, this is going to fizzle out.
He was hunkered down.
He was. And trust me, I wanted to come in. And but they told me, no, they're going to do a repeat. And and so, yeah, that's right. We weren't on last week.
Mm-hmm.
I almost forgot. We've been so busy. A lot's happened. And I'm grateful that we did dodge the bullet. But
yes,
we've
we
got
did.
The Bahamas in our thoughts and prayers. And I know there's so many donation, different people are doing mm-hmm. donations and stuff.
And
so.
There'll be more and more. And,
yes.
And there's been a few warnings now. Don't investigate if you're going to give to somebody. Because unfortunately, while there's a lot of good will going on, there are people seeing opportunities.
Absolutely. So you do
scammers.
Want to investigate. I think what our office is going to do, we're going to wait like a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
And then do another, you know, do some type of, you know, collecting donation type things and getting them set. Because we have a lot of people that do it all at one time and then it kind of fizzles out. So we're going to do it kind of mid-range.
And that's going to be a long process.
It's going to be an extremely long process.
Yes, it is.
And then, of course, today is 9/11. So it's a day of reflection. It's Patriots Day. And a lot's happened since then.
Mm-mm-mm.
And
18 years.
I know. And it seems
that long.
No,
though,
it doesn't. And, you know, I am thankful for our military. You know, after 9/11, a lot of people, you know, volunteered and signed up. And so I'm very grateful to them. So
that's amazing.
My
heart
goes out to the military today.
Yeah.
Because they've been taking care of us for the last 18 years. And
God
obviously
bless them.
Before that as well, but since 9/11, you know, a lot of people went down there and signed up. And so we appreciate each and every one of you. And of course, all the families that were affected by that are in our thoughts and prayers. And so there we are.
Yeah. You know that World War II, we were what, 3 years, 3 years in World War II, I believe, about that three and a half years. And
mm-hmm.
we're still in Afghanistan after 18 years.
Yes, we are.
That's, of course, there's still some
and
up and down with that.
And my son is in the Middle East.
That's right. And thank you for his service. Thank him for his service.
I will. We've got quite the show today. And first of all, let me introduce them. See, I miss a week and I get all rusty. Doesn't take long. I'm not like Ed Dean that's on every morning.
Well, he has a lot of practice.
He does. I want his voice. But we have Claudia Kiernan. Yes. Please clap that.
Where'd
I got
the audience
that.
Come from?
Yes. From IPX 1031. That's Investment Property Exchange Services. She is the Senior vice president, an attorney, and we are going to talk about 1031 exchange. So welcome.
Thanks, Anita. Thank you for having me here today.
Absolutely. We're excited about it. And of course, my very good friend, personal and professional, is Lisa Andrews. And Lisa Andrews is from Golden Dog Title and Trust. So if you need a closing, all you FSBOs out there, you need a place to go, you need to go to Golden Dog Title and Trust, or any house, not just FSBOs, but any home out there.
Absolutely. Can, any seller can choose that.
Any seller. Seller's choice of service. And it's Golden Dog Title and Trust. And there's things that Lisa and I just can't talk about on the radio, but we've had a good time.
We have had a good time.
All right.
And we won't talk about them on the radio.
Yeah. We've been known to get out and party a little bit together. And Lisa's awesome. You're everywhere. You know, today I thought of you because I was running around doing a million things today, and I know that Lisa Andrews was doing twice as much as I did today. And I'm already exhausted. I mean, my body just from running from one end of the office to the other. And, it was quiet because of the state of emergency. A lot of people don't realize that, real estate just goes on hold.
Right.
You know, it's like I have a week off, and it's not a welcoming week off because no closings happen. Everything gets postponed. And at times, depending upon the tropical storm and what type of damage, we can be in that state for quite a while after additional inspections on properties and so on and so forth. So we had kind of an unwelcoming week off, and I know I talked to you during that time. It was like, darn, we could have gone into work today.
Yes, we could have gone into work Tuesday and Wednesday. Yes. And it was just like, but we were even at home, I could have done more than I did. But I was just kind of like, well, I'm still going to watch the TV and see if something's going to happen.
And then I was like, darn, we should just show up and do the radio show. And then I'm going, but I think Claudia lives way far.
St. Yeah. Augustine.
That's what I thought. For some reason, I knew that. And, I go, God, she lives in St. Augustine. But, yeah, we were all like, Wednesday would show up. Darn, we should have gone to work today.
Right. But luckily, we didn't have a bad storm here. Luckily. There was no reinspections to do on the home.
No.
So we were able to go in and do closings on Thursday. So that's good.
Yes. So we're back rolling. But yeah, an unwanted week off. So we take a week off. And so the hustle and bustle has been this week. We've been
Everything got rescheduled. So anything that was last week, then it went, all into this week. And so we're on top of each other. But it's good.
And, also to say that, I'm the manager of the office, so I try not to get out too often. I do it for my preferred, past clients, family, friends, or their or clients' friends. Also, anybody who calls on the radio show, that sort of thing. So they get my personal service. And I still found myself busy today, so it was kind of comical. I feel a little rusty, so I'm feeling it running from one end to the office. So it was actually a good day, but we have such a great topic, and 1031 exchange, a lot of you are going, what is that? Well, let me tell you, we're going to tell you all about it. If you're into investing in property and you have more than one property, more than three properties, we're going to answer your questions on capital gains. And so you're going to definitely want to call in at 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. And Ms. Claudia is here, and she is ready to take your questions on investments and 1031 exchange here in Florida. And I'm also going to talk about when we come back. September 18th is next week. And
only a week away.
It's a week away, and I'm doing kind of a meet and greet here at the office, and so we want you to come.
Am I invited?
Of course you are.
As long as I do okay.
It might
be
just you and me, but you're invited.
Oh, thanks. Everybody's invited.
That's right. And you're listening to Anita Hiles on WBOB. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate on Talk Radio WBOB.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time homebuyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand, RealtyExecutives.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And I do want to invite everybody here next Wednesday, September 18th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. That's September 18th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Tips and tools on buying and selling real estate. It's going to be quick, easy. It's on your way home. Instead of sitting in traffic, stop by right here at the Salem Center. We are going to give you a few tips and tools and maybe even a gift card or two. You never know.
Any snacks?
There might be snacks.
Okay, good.
There might be snacks.
Hors d'oeuvres?
Yes. So we want you to come and join us, and we'll give you a booklet and some quick information, and you can meet a few of us from the show. We would love to have you. And you can go to Eventbrite. That's eventbrite.com to reserve your seat. It is free. And if you don't feel like doing Eventbrite, you can call in right now and give AJ your name and email address, and we will include you and sign you up. So you want to do that. In case you don't feel like logging in, that is 904-831-0600. And we're with Claudia today. Claudia, this is, a lot of people don't know all the ins and outs, including myself, to a 1031 exchange. And so you're the person to go to. I know I've been to your class and I need to go again. It's like you have to go a few times, yeah. You know, because it's something that we don't use on a daily basis. And it's easy around the office to go, yeah, how many days is that? You know,
right.
You know, we all go, you know, we make up, of course, the wrong number. And so it's like, I was thinking the other day, it's time to have Claudia come into the office and give the office an update.
Absolutely.
But what exactly is a 1031 exchange?
Yeah, well, 1031 is actually referring to a section in the Internal Revenue Code. And it's really quite powerful because it allows someone that's selling a property that's an investment property to reinvest in another and defer all the taxes that would ordinarily be due. So if you think about it, instead of that money going to the IRS, they get to use it to go out and buy more real estate.
And we like that a lot.
Yes.
Yes. Anytime we can do that, it's awesome. So what is the requirements? I mean, do you have to, is there an amount of properties that you have in order before you do a 1031 exchange?
Right. There is a process to the 1031 exchange. And most importantly, right, prior to the closing, right, you have to set up the exchange. And then that closing starts the timelines. There's two strict deadlines, which is at 45 days to identify what you're going to acquire and 180 days to close on that replacement property. But it could be any amount of properties that you own. You can own one single family rental home, or you could own multiple, or a condo, or any type of property that's held for investment or business use.
Okay, so the 45 days. Let's say that I've got a property. I'm going to pull the money from it, correct?
Right.
And I've got 45 days to go into pending.
Actually, all you need to do is identify the property. And what that is we have to receive an unambiguous description of that replacement property. So an address, or if it's land, a legal description. So
yeah.
They don't have to be under contract, but not a bad idea to be.
Right.
Because once that 45 days is over, you can't change what you identified and you have to acquire that property.
Okay, so you should be under contingent or pending,
yes,
to be
yeah,
safe. And then you have about, I guess, 180 days if you wanted to close.
Correct. From the closing of the relinquished property. So when we get to day 45, we only have 135 days left to acquire that replacement property.
Correct.
That's right.
Okay. And can you use a 1031 exchange for your personal property?
Primary residence?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know, when we're selling a primary residence, we have that primary residence exclusion, right? You live in it two out of the past 5 years, all gain up to $250,000 for a single filer is tax-free, or a married couple, $500,000.
Yeah, so, yeah, we're basically wondering if you can use your primary residence.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, thank you. Sorry, Nina. It's my first time on the radio.
Okay.
Forgive me, everyone.
I do it all the time, Claudia.
So it has the property that's being sold and the property that's being acquired has to be held for investment or business use. So you can't sell a primary or buy a primary in a 1031 exchange. However, you could have the strategy where you acquire investment property and then convert it over into your primary residence. So what you want to do...
Ah, very nice.
Yeah,
okay.
Is buy it as investment, rent it out for 24 months, and then convert it over into your primary residence. So what you've successfully done is you've 1031 exchange into your dream property.
Wow, I wonder if Betty Layton is out there listening, my top producer, because she's moving to the beach, and that would
yeah,
be a good idea for her to do.
Absolutely, yeah.
To rent that out and then use that as a 1031. I mean, I hope she's listening right now, because that is a great, great strategy.
So what if you have more than one property, or you want to buy more than one property? Can you do that in
yeah,
a 1031?
You can buy multiple replacement properties. One of the rules for 1031 is you got to buy a property that's equal or greater value to what you're selling for. So a great strategy is you could sell one, and then you could buy multiple replacement properties. One of the rules that's a bit tricky, though, is that within the 45 days, that identification period, you kind of have limited on how many properties you can identify. So there's two rules. One is the three property rule. You can identify three properties regardless of their value. So for example, I sell a property for $500,000. I can identify one property for $1 million, another property for $500,000, another property for $750,000. But there's also this 200% rule. If I wanted to diversify by more than three, I would use that rule. And basically what that says is you can identify more than three. However, the total value of what you identify can't be more than double of what I sold for. So in my example, sell for $500,000. You can identify multiple properties, but they can't be more than $1 million. And as a qualified intermediary, you know, we'll guide our, what we call the exchanger, through the whole process. So we'll walk them through the 45, the 180 days. We'll help them with their identification. They do identify to us, and we create a notification that they would identify, and we would take that and sign it and make sure it gets to us by midnight of the 45th day.
Very cool. So basically, to receive the full benefit of a 1031 exchange, you need a replacement property to be equal or greater than
what you sold for,
yes,
minus the closing costs. That's an area of confusion because a lot of people think it's just the taxable gain that they need to reinvest. However, that's not the case. Not only do you have to reinvest the taxable gain, but what we call the tax basis in the sale property. So the equal, the easiest way to look at that is we want to buy for equal or greater value to be fully deferred. However, we have a lot of exchangers that sell properties that are highly appreciated, and they may want to take some cash from the sale of the relinquished property or leave some in there till after the exchange. And so they're going to pay some tax and defer some tax. And we call those partial exchanges. So there's some flexibility there.
That's very nice. So you could actually do the 1031 exchange, but you can keep some of the money, which you're going to be taxed on that. So let's say you keep 20 grand to maybe do some upgrades to it.
Right.
And so you can upgrade it and then turn around and rent it out. And
we call that money boot, is what they call it.
Money boot.
It's boot, right. Anything that's taxable in a 1031 exchange.
That's great. So you must identify the replacement property for the assets sold within 45 days and then conclude the exchange within 180 days.
Correct. Right. Right. And those are strict timelines. The biggest challenge really is that 45-day rule, because once we get beyond that, as I was saying, we can't change what we identify. So even if someone identifies a property and then after the 45th day they get an inspection or something and they're not able to buy that and they don't have anything else identified, their 1031 would fail. So it's always a good idea to list alternative properties and work with a great realtor like you,
yes,
where you're getting everything lined up beforehand even. Because, you know, if we know we're going to close a Golden Dog title, let's say in 3 weeks from now, so then we want to go out and start finding that replacement property, and we can enter into a contract for it.
Yeah, because it goes by quick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You're looking at closing time and everything. It goes by really quick. People think, 180 days, that's a lot.
No.
It's not.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really isn't.
And it is the number one reason why a 1031 will fail is something to do with that identification rule.
Yeah. Right.
So good to have it all lined up.
Yes, so we are talking about 1031 exchange, and we have Claudia Kiernan from IPX 1031 Exchange in the house today. She is an attorney. If you guys are thinking of investing, if you've got multiple properties, give us a call. Ask those questions, because there's a lot to a 1031 exchange. And so this is the time for you to ask those questions at 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. And give us a buzz, because we definitely want to answer your questions, because there's a lot to it, right, Lisa?
There is a lot to it. And you want to have an expert that can help you.
Absolutely.
You know, your realtor needs to know some things, but you actually want to go to the expert, the intermediary.
Correct.
To,
and Claudia's
to get it
the
done.
One that trains us, the realtors. I mean, she's the one that trains us. I've been to her training, and I need to go back to a refresher, because again, this is one of those topics where we don't do it as often.
Right.
You know, and so.
But it's coming back. We just did two in the last 2 weeks at our office.
Yeah,
so it's back and going strong.
Yep.
Yeah. It's that 5-year mark, maybe. People are getting ready to sell their investment properties and move on. We love that. So give us a call here at WBOB at 904-831-0600. And give us a call if you want us to reserve your spot for next Wednesday, September 18th, for tips and tools for buying and selling real estate. It's going to be quick, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. here. You'll meet myself and AJ. It'll be awesome.
Don't let that keep you away.
Yes.
All right. No, look forward to seeing everybody.
Absolutely. So come on by, but call in and reserve your spot. And you're listening to Anita Hiles on WBOB.
It's Rapid Fire Real Estate, right here, Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Nearly half the states and some 2,000 local governments have agreed to a tentative settlement with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma over the toll of the nation's opioid crisis. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brinovich said the agreement reached Wednesday included more money from the family that owns Purdue than had been offered previously. Sources say that Stamford, Connecticut-based Purdue will pay up to $12 billion over time and that the Sackler family will give up control of the company. The federal government will act to ban thousands of flavors used in e-cigarettes. That word comes from President Trump in response to a recent surge in underage vaping that's alarmed parents, politicians, and health authorities nationwide. On Wall Street, the Dow by 227 points, the NASDAQ rose 85, the S&P advanced 21. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good afternoon, I'm Nikki Whaley. An Amber Alert issued this morning for a baby has been canceled after the little girl's mom was found dead inside an Ocala home. Now, deputies were conducting a wellness check when they found the baby's mother dead inside the home on 78th Lane in Ocala. Now, the Amber Alert was issued because deputies believed the baby had been taken, as she was found safe by a family member. A search has kicked off for D'Angelo Clark, who they say killed the mother and then is going to try to kill himself. If you happen to know his whereabouts, please call 911. Lake County deputies say a teen tried to hire two hitmen to kill her parents. The 17-year-old stole her parents' debit card and took out over $1,400. She allegedly used that money to hire two different people. A woman is recovering from injuries after being bitten by a bear near her Longwood home yesterday afternoon. The woman was bitten on her ankle. The FWC warns that bears are more active this time of year as they prepare for hibernation. That's Jacksonville. Radio News.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Expect delays because of an accident on I-95 heading north at Butler Boulevard. Also, there's another accident on San Jose Boulevard southbound at Venture Place, and another crash on the West Beltway 295 northbound before Old St. Augustine Road. Partly cloudy tonight. Expect a low 73. Thursday, partly sunny and breezy. High 87.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, September 14th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, September 14th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue. And Sunday, September 15th at 10 a.m., it's the Orange Park Farmers Market in the Town Hall Park at the corner of Park and Kingsley in Orange Park.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And please go to my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and like my page. I've got over 10,000, almost 400 listeners,
wow,
viewers on my followers on my Facebook page. I would love to have you on there.
Awesome.
So click on it. I respond to any comments you write, and there's always information local as well as throughout the U.S. I try to keep it also some neutral information about real estate, as well as, you know, tips from HGTV to, you know, what's the best paint color and how to spruce up your house to sometimes just crazy posts. And I've got a couple of on there right now that are kind of cool to see. So please go to my Facebook page. I'd greatly appreciate it. And next week after the show, September 18th, that's Wednesday, September 18th, tips and tools on how to buy and sell real estate from 6 to 7:30 p.m. It's right after the show. In fact, I might end up doing the show downstairs. We'll see.
Well, guess
and
we'll
have people
get the engineer on that one.
Yeah, I know.
So that's going to be next week.
That's next week. We need
right
people
around
to
6 o'clock. That'll happen there. We'll be on the air from 5 to 6.
From 5 to 6, and then AJ and I will go downstairs and do a little meet and greet and pass out some information about buying and selling property. And you can ask those questions that maybe you're just too scared to call in.
Now, do you have to sign up for the event?
You do. You need to either go to eventbrite.com. It is free, but we'd like to know how many people are coming. So that's eventbrite.com, and just look up Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles or tips and tools on how to buy and sell real estate. Or you can call in now, and AJ will take your name and your email, and we will go ahead and reserve you a spot. We would love to have you. We'd love to meet you. And especially if it's on your way home, drop by. Drop by and...
Not too far from I-95 and Phillips Highway, right in between.
Right here at the Salem Center.
Right near the end of Butler Boulevard.
Yes.
Right here.
And Lisa, tell me what is new in the world of title.
New in the world of title?
Yes. What's going on at...
Well, e-signings is new, and there are a few title companies in town that are doing the e-signings. That passed through the legislature this year.
Oh, wow.
We are not doing them yet. There's a few other things that we would like to have the Land Title Association iron out before we start doing that. But it's exciting.
Yeah,
it
let other
exciting.
People start so like, you get the hiccups all ironed out.
I mean, it's the way of the future. We know that, but we want to make sure that it's done safely and that there's less chance for fraud when we are starting out. But it's in the news. It's coming up down
That's
the pike.
That's great. Yeah. That's good news. On the lending side, I hear what's coming up for us, too, is they might do some leniency on FHA requirements for condominiums. So that's going to be...
I just read that as well.
Yes. So that's going to be kind of a neat thing because there's some great complexes out here. But a lot of people don't realize that sometimes there's a lot involved in getting that approved. And so this way, more people will qualify to buy condos.
Right.
So it's going to be awesome. Hopefully that'll be in place by the holiday or, as usual, January 1st. Seems to be always the clue. But don't you have a new yellow dog?
A new yellow dog office? Yes. New golden dog
Golden
office?
Dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't you have a new dog?
I personally have a new dog.
Yes.
Yes.
And it happens to look like the golden dog.
She is a golden dog. She's my favorite golden dog. Her name is Rosie. And sometimes I take her riding with Rosie with me when I'm out and about going to offices. But we also have a new office in Fernandina Beach that we opened up in August.
Yes.
So that's exciting for us.
For all those people out there in Nassau County.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
awesome.
Good. Yeah. Rosie's starting to get some stuff on her tail. So look actually like a golden retriever instead of just a wet puppy.
That's great. And of course, every time she says she has her dog with her, I'm texting her, get over to my office now.
Yes, it's been really hot. So if I have a lunch appointment or something like that, I have to take her home because I cannot leave her in my car.
But you can come leave her at the office.
Well,
all right. Yes, you just got to make your appointments over at the town center.
There you go.
Jake
needs a friend.
Jake would love a friend. So that's fantastic. Well, that's good to know. And you can always contact Lisa Andrews at Golden Dog Title and Trust, and the office line is 904-503-5170. That is 503-5170. She could do all your closings for you, or you can also reach her at lisa.andrews@goldendogtitle.com. So that's awesome. Thanks for being here and being my co-host.
Absolutely.
Now let's get the hot spotlight on Claudia.
Let's go, Claudia. Uh-oh.
Yes.
I feel it.
Claudia, on 1031 exchanges, as we mentioned before, a 1031 exchange is your replacement property that should be greater, equal to, or greater than the value that you sold.
Right. Yeah.
And it must be identified. You must identify a replacement property for assets sold within 45 days and then conclude the exchange within 180 days. And there's so many little ins and outs and rules. And so as we've been chatting, I'm wondering, who should I go to when I go to sell my investment property?
Yeah. Well, the choice of a qualified intermediary is very important. You know, just the name qualified intermediary leads you to believe they're qualified, right? All a qualified intermediary means is you're not disqualified, meaning that anyone, anyone could act as your qualified intermediary as long as they weren't your agent in the last 24 months. So unfortunately, there have been some misappropriation of exchange funds.
There has.
Are not done correctly. So you really want to make sure, what do you want to look for in a qualified intermediary? Well, you want to make sure they have that expertise. I am lucky. I am a New York and Florida attorney, and I'm also a certified exchange specialist, but I have the pleasure to work with the leading nationwide qualified intermediary, IPX 1031. We're a subsidiary of a Fortune 500 company, which is Fidelity National Financial, which is corporate headquarters of downtown Jacksonville. So that enables us to give the highest level of bonding and insurance in the industry. So that's a $100 million fidelity bond, $50 million corporate guarantee, $30 million errors and omissions. We're also when the funds come over to us from the closing, so let's say you close a Golden Dog, the funds get wired over to us, we're going to set up a segregated, separate account for each exchanger. This is important. Even though it's not required, that's what should be done.
So you're not throwing it in an account that's got everybody's
no,
funds.
No, no, absolutely not.
Let's all go shopping.
Right. And we require our exchangers to authorize all the disbursements out of that. So if you can imagine, the funds come over to us, right? And maybe now, Anita, you're working with your now buyer, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe we have to wire out an earnest money deposit on a contract or wire out for the closing on that. Our exchangers have to authorize all those disbursements. That's another layer of protection. And then being our parent company being a publicly traded company, our company is transparent, right? Mm-hmm. And then we're subject to certain audits and also very, very important. We were really created back in 1988 so that people do have a safe, secure place to do their exchange. And then the other thing on top of that is, like you said, there's a lot of, it sounds very simple with a 1031 exchange, but there are a lot of details. And so
Yes.
And so with our office, which is right in St. Augustine, Florida, where we have our exchange coordinators and we draft all of our exchange documents, we're there for complimentary consultations. Someone can call up, right? I know, Lisa, you send people stuff.
People directly there.
Absolutely. And we'll get right on the phone. We'll go over the 1031 exchange with them and guide them through the whole process, coordinate with the realtor, with the title company, make sure it's successful.
Well, I know you've talked to some of my customers, and sometimes it's not a good deal for them to do the exchange. And so you talk them through that and let them know what's going to work and what's not going to work and what's the best for them. And I really do appreciate that because people come back and let us know that, you know, that you help guide them through.
Yeah. Well, you want that. I mean, you know, it's you're talking about a lot of money.
Right.
You know, when people are moving from one property to the other, there can be a lot of funds that are being exchanged, and you want somebody to oversee that and be your advocate and make sure that you're protected and then looking at your best interest, because that could disappear.
Yes, it could disappear.
You know,
and I've heard the horror stories.
Yes,
you don't want that.
And I know one that that had that happen, and of course she got her money back, but I think she got lucky on that one.
Yeah,
you know, because you just never know. You never know. So, yes, we are here with Lisa Andrews and with Claudia Kernan from IPX 1031 Exchange. And we are talking, obviously, about 1031s for you investors out there. And we'll be right back on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles on WBOB.
That's right. We'll be right back with Anita and her guests today. If you want to call in, want to know more about what is going on, or you have some real estate questions, call 831-0600. Area code 904-831-0600. You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time homebuyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand, RealtyExecutives.com.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. Please go to my Facebook page and follow Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And we would love to have you next Wednesday, September 18th, here at the Salem Center from 6, right after our radio show. We're going to go downstairs and hopefully meet a couple of you from 6 to 7:30 p.m. next week. Tips and tools on buying and selling real estate. We're going to have some handouts and some goodies here, and we would love to have you. You can sign up for that over at eventbrite.com, so we have an idea of how many people are coming.
Hopefully
it is free.
Hopefully a good crowd.
Hopefully.
Yeah,
hopefully.
We'll see what happens during the next week here. And then, of course, the day of. Now, Jacksonville's been notorious as any kind of a concert event, any kind of gathering.
Yeah, last-minute
turnout. You know what I'm saying? But you could be saving. So you might want to come by.
That's right.
That might talk to you.
Absolutely. And see, what other events do we have? I know today is Ed Dean's birthday.
Well, I is it today? Was it today? I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure what his birthday is. I think it might be this coming Monday, actually. But they got the balloons there, the happy birthday balloons, because
it's his birthday month.
He does a birthday month. Now, he's got a large personality. You know what I'm saying?
So, yes. So we have to do a large birthday, a large cake, which he won't even eat. You know,
no, he's he doesn't. He doesn't do well with sweets.
No, no. He does the healthy thing, so I'll have his piece of cake for him. You know, but yes, we wish him a happy birthday, Mr. Ed Dean. You want to listen to him every morning from 0600 to 0900.
I know what you think of him.
Yes, he is the Superman of... He's just a Superman.
All right.
But he is the number one morning show here on WBOB in Florida. So you don't want to miss out on Ed Dean in the morning. I am a fan. And if I'm not up, I roll over and I put on my WBOB app. Yes. So make sure you download the app. And you could just push it and listen to Ed Dean and listen to Rapid Fire Real Estate. It's awesome. But we're wrapping it up. What would you like to tell the clients is one of the most important things. Let's just hit on some four key tips that you think are that they do not want to miss out. One of them we know is it's so important to be represented.
Right.
It's not just using a realtor. It's just not using a title company. But you need to get a representative that specializes, a lawyer that specializes in 1031 exchange. They can hold your funds and transfer when needed.
Right.
And your company does that.
Absolutely. Yeah. But thinking about, you know, what tips, the call we get often at our office, which is an unfortunate one, and it's so great that you have me on the show, Anita, because you're looking out for your clients, right?
Sure.
Because we get that call all the time, which is, you know, someone's calling me saying, you know, I'd love to do a 1031 exchange. I'll say, great, when's that closing, right? And it was last week. So, you know, we can't help them. Once someone receives the funds and the property's been conveyed, then it's too late to do an exchange. So always a good idea whenever you're selling a property to think about doing a 1031, especially if it's anything other than your primary residence, right? Because that tax, that gain is quite significant, right? Because we have long-term capital gains tax, we have recapture on depreciation, there's still the 3.8% tax that funds the Affordable Care Act. And, you know, being in Florida, a lot of people are coming from other states, right? We're seeing a big trend now where they're selling in California, buying in Florida, right?
Yes.
Or up from the Northeast and all. They would have to pay state taxes as well. So it's really important to...
Probably in California.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They have the highest tax rate. It can be as high as 13.3%.
I know.
Ouch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Terrible. I need to move from there.
Yeah.
I grew up in New York State. That's why I'm in Florida.
Oh, yeah. I did, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
New York is another one. Yeah.
Yeah.
California, New York. It's
right.
Like, ouch.
Right. Yeah. But so, yeah, we you know, as I was saying, it doesn't cost anything to call us. Right. And we'll go over that 1031 exchange with you. We have a local office here.
Yeah. Because the key thing is you don't want to close, because once you close, you're paying that capital gains.
That's right. Once we receive the funds, we convey the property. See, the qualified intermediary, we assign into the sale contract, right? So we act as the seller in that transaction, and then we're assigning into the purchase contract. So we're really creating the exchange of properties, right? So if the property's been conveyed, then it's too late. Now, of course, if you're working with Golden Dog, you know, they're great, because if it comes up, they'll contact us immediately. We'll get those documents right out. And we can do a rush exchange. So even if they're at the settlement table, right? And maybe a lot of times they might call their CPA on the way to closing, and the CPA's like, wait a minute, you got all these taxes that are due. So, you know, we'll get those documents out right away.
Yeah, yeah. That's fantastic.
Are you limited where you can do the exchange in Florida?
Yeah, no. I manage the Southeast of for the company for IPX 1031. So I manage 9 states. But, you know, our clients, we're a nationwide qualified intermediary. So we handle exchanges all throughout the U.S. Yeah. So not a problem. Yeah. Now, today, you know, we might have someone living in Florida, but as I was saying, selling a property in New York, buying in Florida. So, yeah. Reaches all states. And as long as you buy a replacement property or that both properties are located in the United States, it works. So, yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. There's a lot involved.
Absolutely.
Yeah. A lot. And so you definitely want to contact Claudia. And let's give you...
We have a toll-free number.
That's awesome. Yes, here it is. IPX 1031 has a toll-free number of 877- 877- 494-1031.
Yeah.
It's easy to remember. That's 877-494-1031. And she is located at Investment Property Exchange Services, Inc. And that is IPX 1031. So, God, we just love to have you. I mean, thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
And
hey, you did great on the radio. You've got a great radio voice.
Oh, okay, yeah. Great.
There you go. Yeah. We're going to have her back. And
we have some hot deals.
We have some hot. Ole, ole, ole. Hot, hot, hot. We are ready to give you some hot properties at 3879 Boone Park Avenue, Jacksonville, Florida, 32205. This is obviously near out Riverside area. So obviously it's a hot area out there. This is 1,289 square feet. It is a cute bungalow, a three bedroom, one bathroom, $249,900. You can get anywhere from that location to NAS, to downtown, and it's a beautiful home. You guys want to, you need to buy it. And we have one on London Lake, 5413 London Lake Drive West. And that is right in the Mandarin area. And it is $299,000. It is a three-bedroom, two-bathroom. It is over 2,000 square feet. Again, a good deal in Mandarin. And I'll tell you, I have got this great property in Ormond Beach. It is 12 Walnut Lane, Ormond Beach, Florida, 32174. It's right off of US 1 South and Destiny Drive. It is $399,000. It's a three-bedroom, two-bathroom, 2,240 square feet. And I've got the one still at Tamaya. I need to sell it. So guess what? We just did a price drop today at 3145 Brett Unger Drive in the wonderful subdivision of Tamaya, and Tamaya is located at Beach and Kernan. It is $474,900. Now, for the next 30 days, the owner is offering to contribute $10,000 towards buyer's closing costs and prepaids. That is at 3145 Brett Unger Drive. This is in the new subdivision of Tamaya. It's $474,900. And for the next 30 days, if you give us a reasonable offer, they're going to contribute $10,000 towards buyer's closing costs and prepaids. That is an awesome opportunity to get into Tamaya. And not only that, it's got great views. Oh, my God. They've got a premier lot there. You can see the lake. I should have bought it. I tell you. I should have bought it.
Buyer's regret.
I know. I should have bought that. But we would love to have you next week here at the studio. You can see what we do next Wednesday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And you'll
be informative. It'd be informative and casual.
Very casual.
Very casual.
Drop by, have a soda with us, and we're going to chit-chat about tips and tools on buying and selling real estate. Go to Eventbrite. You want to join us next Wednesday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. here.
Great show.
At WBOB.
Great show coming up next week.
Oh, yes.
Great show today. Great guests. Do appreciate everybody putting up with me.
And me.
You guys have a great week.